Welcome to episode 2 of Living with DID. It's been a few weeks since the first episode. I wanted to give it some time to really let the, I guess, new medication set in. The old ones that I was taking curb my appetite, you know, drastic weight loss. So this new one really should help out, you know, keeping my weight at a decent, because, you know, I just hate fluctuating, especially with weight, because everybody notices and they point it out, and it's like, you don't know me that well to start talking to me like that. So I'm gonna try to get right now. Ow, my cat just like punched my hand right now and just took off. So the last few weeks have been a little interesting. My boyfriend has been researching my condition, and he's been learning too, and he's been doing really well. I'm proud of him. But like I said, it's not easy for anybody, especially, you know, if you have the condition yourself. It's hard to maintain, you know, a balance. So, you know, you have to create this. You have to create your own world, and you have to make believe that it's yours, and, you know, you can do as please, but, you know, just to an extent. And that's what I've done. And by that, I mean, you know, we live together. You know, we have our animals, 4 to be exact, 2 cats, 2 dogs, very big dogs. And I need structure with someone that has what you would say multiple personalities. I need structure. I need, I don't know. I just need it all to be in place, you know, just in case whenever I do have my downs. You know, my boyfriend is equipped to, you know, handle the household while I'm just doing what I need to do to, you know, maintain myself. So whenever I'm at the peak of who I need to be at the moment, I just prepare. It's a preparation. I prepare for the next storm, if you will, because, I mean, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. I can't sugarcoat it, and for someone being as level-headed as I am, it's gonna happen. So the best that I can do is just prepare the best that we can. And, you know, just figure out why it is that, you know, it's going on. You know, what can we do to make myself calm down? You know, there's steps that you have to take. And, you know, I can understand someone not being or having that support. And for the most part, I never had that support. It wasn't until I met my current boyfriend that I started gaining that support, because he was interested. He was interested to know that, you know, something wasn't right. So he's the one that, you know, pushed for the help and everything, you know, so I'm grateful for him. So the least I can do is be the best I can be. I don't want to be labeled as someone living with the disorder. The disorder lives with me, and it's a shitty roommate. The shitty roommate doesn't pay rent. You know, eating up all the food, you know, making it kind of awkward for, you know, sometimes, you know, just to, but I don't know. I feel like we're getting better. I feel like we're getting better, because, I don't know, out of 25 years of being, of not knowing what was going on with me and finally having an answer, going through more tests, it's relaxing. It, you know, to some extent, I'm at ease. But as of now, I'd like to, I just want everybody to know that I'm really grateful for the help that I've been, given, you know. Granted, it's not as quick as I'd like it to be. I mean, it's a process, especially, you know, with these sort of conditions and it being as rare as it is. I mean, I don't want to be known as someone with the disorder, like I said. So, I mean, don't be discouraged. I mean, whatever it is, don't be discouraged. Figure it out. for yourself, because when it comes down to it, nobody's going to do it for you. If you can't take care of yourself, how do you expect to take care of somebody else? I don't have any children. I don't want any children until I get this condition on unlock, you know? It's serious. I don't want to pass this, you know? Because to some extent, what I have is genetics. Because I haven't put a full explanation of my condition, you know? But for the most part, it's genetics. And I don't know. I like to research more just so I know what... And I'm not saying, you know, it's by a flip of a coin, you know, this is to be passed down. But I'm not looking at it as that. I'm looking at it as, you know, I need to get myself right. I need to take care of myself, put myself in the right state of mind. So whenever I do plan on bringing a little child into this world, I want to be ready. I don't want to be ill-prepared. I don't want to be one of those people, you know, just taking it in very badly, very negatively, you know, because for some reason, that's just what my mind creates. My mind creates just a world of, excuse me, it's not my mind. It's a feeling. They're feelings, you know? As great as you can be throughout the day, you can still sit down and have this feeling come over you like you're just worthless. And even though you're not, even though you probably, excuse me, I'm speaking as myself, 'cause I've done many great things. I've done charities, I've done tournaments, I've done a lot of great things, you know, that people can look at me as a respectable human, you know. I'm not looking to receive, I'm looking to give, and however I can help, I do. But whenever I go through a low, it's completely, it's a different person. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it, but it's not something that you want to mess with. It's not something that you, if you're ill-equipped, then it's not something that is for you. You need to get out because you're going to be miserable. You're going to make whoever it is with the condition miserable. And it's not, you know, if you don't care about that person enough, you know, you need to get the hell out of there. And that's all there is to it. My boyfriend is a warrior, you know, but then again, I have such a strong head on my shoulders that I'm able to help the best I can. But whenever I do turn, I don't even know how to explain it, especially whenever I turn. There's no explanation. But like I said, all I can do is prepare myself for whenever, excuse me, prepare him for, you know, hey, you know, this is what you need to look out for, this is what you probably should say, you know. And he's doing so well, but like I said, it's it's unexplainable. You have to be there to like really understand what's going on. It's one thing whenever you hear it, but it's a whole other thing whenever you're there experiencing this condition. But like I said, a few weeks in with this new medication, we'll see how it goes. I don't... There for a while, I was off of medication for about a week due to the doctor's office. And after, you know, finally clearing everything up, they were able to resume after a week. But after the seventh day of not having any medication, I'm on four, now five. Okay, but at that time, you know, just being not on anything, I was in some way I was manic. Like my body was just uncontrollable. Like there was just feelings of like my head wanted to be banged on the floor. Not too much of a seizure, but like that's what I felt the need to do. And it was crazy because as I get older and I'm it's frustrating. I just hope that, you know, whoever else can reach out will, because, you know, like I said, you're not alone. But I feel like I am in some way, even though I'm not. But with this condition, I feel like I am alone because you know, there's not too much information out there. There's not too many forums or, you know, help, whatever it is. It's not too much out there, especially with somebody else that has a condition to relate, you know, to just bounce off of each other, if that makes sense. But I'll go ahead and end this early while I can. Thank you for listening. Episode 3 should be up pretty soon. I'm really just trying to take this as I go. So bear with me. And y'all have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.